good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins WKNO each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
Each spring, there's an exciting initiative that affects the health and wellness of everyone. This initiative is called Screen Free Week, and it encourages you to reduce your screen time and tune in to be more present in your life. This year, Screen Free Week starts Monday, May the 3rd, and goes through Sunday, May the 9th. Screen Free Week is an annual nationwide event sponsored by Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. The aim of Screen Free Week is to reduce or eliminate screen usage connected to entertainment like television, gaming, web surfing, and handheld devices. The goals of Screen Free Week are to encourage reading, playing, thinking, creativity, physical activity, and spending more time being present with family and friends. Research suggests that American children have a greater chance of their health being impacted by excessive screen usage. The benefits of going screen-free include reduced risk of obesity, reduced eye strain, and improved sleep. Mark your calendars for May 3rd through May the 9th and check out Screen Free Week online to get ideas for how to make this time special for your family and friends. Have fun and be safe. This is Kimberly Baker for Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life, because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more. Life Matters is made possible on WKNO by Southern College of Optometry, raising awareness around the challenges faced by those living with low vision conditions. Resources to help the visually impaired person in your life are at missingmemphis.com.